USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Those on the left say President Trump needs to do more to condemn bigotry, especially following the mosque shootings in New Zealand. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney tells Fox News Sunday,
"Not sure what more you want the president to do. You may say you want to give him a national speech to address the nation. That's fine. Maybe we do that, maybe we don't. But I think you get down to the basic issue is that the president is doing everything that we can to prevent this type of thing from happening here. The president is doing everything that we can to make it clear, look, this has to stop."
On CBS's Face the Nation, Mulvaney said Trump is no more to blame for what happened in New Zealand than Mark Zuckerberg is because he created Facebook. The social networking site said it removed 1.5 million videos of the shooting within 24 hours of the attack. And in a tweet, President Trump has called on Fox News to keep host Jeanine Pirro on the air after she missed Saturday night's program following her comments about Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar a week ago. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
After the New Zealand mosque attacks that left 50 dead and many wounded, President Trump said he doesn't really think white nationalism is a rising threat. During a CBS interview on Face the Nation, Democratic Senator from Virginia Tim Kaine said he thinks the president is using language that emboldens white nationalists.
The same time as he was tweeting out his support for the family members in New Zealand, and that was appropriate, he was vetoing the Senate's rejection of his emergency declaration from Thursday, and he used the word invaders to characterize people coming to the nation's southern borders, which was exactly the same phrase that the shooter in New Zealand used to characterize the Muslims that he was attacking.
The murder suspect in New Zealand has a list of white nationalists that includes President Trump. One of the communities hit hard by flooding in Nebraska is Fremont in Dodge County, where National Guard troops delivered supplies to people who are trapped in the city. There's no way to leave the town because roads and highways are flooded. At least 163 people have been rescued from floodwaters in recent days. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
An expected Democratic White House candidate nearly made a big announcement in the Saturday evening speech, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
A slip of the tongue by former Vice President Joe Biden may have let the cat out of the bag, so to speak.
I have the most progressive record of anybody running for the United States, if anybody who would run.
The crowd in his home state of Delaware cheering as Biden laughs, crosses himself, and adds,
I didn't mean it.
Saying he didn't mean it, but there are reports from multiple sources that Biden has begun hiring a campaign staff.
Facebook and other social media companies are being criticized for helping spread violent content, like video of the New Zealand massacre. Senator Pat Toomey tells NBC's Meet the Press it's hard to decide on a fix for the problem.
I'm not sure where we come down on this, because as you know, in many cases, these companies are really aggregators. You know, they don't have their own news departments, per se. In some cases, they don't have their own editorial boards, and so they're aggregating messages and they're providing a platform. This is a new, very, very important challenge for us. I don't think there's an obvious or easy answer.
Murder charges are pending against a 24-year-old man suspected in the shooting death of reputed Gambino family boss Francesco Cali. NYPD Chief of Detectives Dermot Shea says Anthony Camillo is suspected of the murder in front of Cali's Staten Island home.
At this point, our investigation will turn to, was there other parties involved in this? Gathering future and additional evidence, and working on the motive for the particular crime.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.